In this bulletin, the death of a 30-year-old Queensland man takes the national coronavirus toll to 103. The Australian Federal Police says it won't be pressing charges against News Corp journalist Annika Smethurst. And in sport, the A-League considers a restart plan involving 32 games in 36 days. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyer. Health officials are scrambling to contain a potential new coronavirus outbreak in central Queensland after a 30-year-old man died. He's the youngest person to die in Australia and brings the national toll from the virus to 103. The man's partner is also sick and she's been taken to Rockhampton Hospital. Queensland Chief Health Officer Dr. Janet Young says fever clinics are being set up in the mining town of Blackwater, where the couple are from.
So it is really important that anyone in Blackwater today who has any symptoms at all come forward to the fever clinic that's being set up, both to find out where you acquired it, but also whether or not you've passed it on to other people. Because we know that you can pass on the infection for up to 48 hours prior to developing symptoms.
The WA Premier Mark McGowan says he expects more crew will test positive on board a coronavirus-infected livestock ship docked in Fremantle. Contact tracing is underway for the port workers who are in isolation. Agriculture Minister David Littleproud has defended the response of the Department of Agriculture, saying the department sent an email to WA Health on Friday about sick crew members. Premier McGowan says errors have been made and lessons must be learned.
I'm disappointed that the email from the federal department did not raise red flags inside the Department of Health. In these times, it plainly should have. I also think we need to have better and more comprehensive communications with the Commonwealth than just an email. Any report of crew or passengers on board ships or aircraft entering this state with COVID-like symptoms must be given the attention it deserves.
Attorney General Christian Porter says he's frustrated at how long it's taken to resolve the issue of whether to charge News Corp journalist Annika Smethurst over her articles on leaked documents. Australian Federal Police Deputy Commissioner Ian McCartney has confirmed no charges will be laid. Ms. Smethurst has been under investigation since publishing a story in 2018 detailing secret plans to expand the powers of an Australian spy agency. Mr. Porter says the delay in coming to the decision is not ideal.
I share a level of frustration as to how it was that it took so long to resolve, but they are decisions which quite properly in our system are made totally independent of ministers and executive government. Now, again, no doubt there'll be explanations provided to the relevant minister as to the timing of these matters, but the resolution and the decisions are totally made outside the ambit of individual ministers and executive government, as they should be.
Online events are being held to mark 20 years since 250,000 people walked over the Sydney Harbour Bridge to show their support for reconciliation between Indigenous and non-Indigenous Australians. The theme of this year's National Reconciliation Week is In This Together. Indigenous activist and author Jackie Huggins says there's still much more work to be done to achieve a more just, equitable and reconciled nation.
We're still the sickest, the poorest and the most unemployed. You know, I could go on and on, the most jailed, incarcerated people in our country. See, all those things in many cases have gone backwards.
In sport, Football Federation Australia has reportedly proposed a rapid 32 matches in 36 days to complete the A-League season. The plan under consideration would see matches recommence on July 18, culminating in the grand final on August 22nd. According to the Sydney Daily Telegraph, all matches would be played in a single hub, either in Sydney, Melbourne or Brisbane. Well, now the weather across Australia for tomorrow. Perth showers with a possible late storm and 20 degrees. Adelaide, partly cloudy, 17. Melbourne, a possible shower, 16. Partly cloudy in Hobart, 16. Canberra, morning fog, then partly cloudy, 16. Wollongong, mostly sunny, 19. Sydney, similar conditions, 21. Newcastle, mostly sunny, 21 degrees. Brisbane, partly cloudy, 25. Cairns, sunny and 27. And Darwin, sunny and 32 degrees. I'm Greg Dyett, and this is SBS News.